So we can have a look at a story right now of how she made Padre Pio cry like a child. And it was about someone who really reduced Padre Pio to tears. So who was that likely to be? Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories. So please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you personally or for someone you love. And we ask you do help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Now, Padre Pio used to say, or this is what he told one of his spiritual children, that Our Lady is the shortcut to God. And for him, it seems that she was really Padre Pio's second mother, or perhaps even his first mother. The love he felt for her is particularly well demonstrated or illustrated in the following story. The devotion he had for a painting which hung over the main altar in the old church, the original church called Our Lady of Graces, that's in San Giovanni Rotondo. And in that particular picture, Our Lady carries the child Jesus in her arms. Now, what happened is once a year, this revered image was carried around in a procession in the annual feasts. And when that happened, Padre Pio just could not get used to the idea of seeing the altar empty. For him, it felt almost like the church had been emptied out. He almost felt like an orphan in this situation. Sounds strange to think of it like that. That's how it affected him. And then on a certain Sunday, this was in September 1965, after the Eucharistic blessing, all the believers stayed in the church waiting for the return of the image to the church. So obviously the image was now out on pilgrimage, on procession rather, around the church. And they're all waiting for the image to come back to receive their blessing. And Padre Pio also stayed in his place in the church, that's up in the choir, and he was intending to pray there. And then a fellow called Don Gaglioni, he said that he saw Padre Pio suddenly jump up, leaning over the choir rails, began shouting loudly. What had happened? What is going on? And Don Gaglioni continued, I thought he was going to yell at someone, and he was afraid to even go near Padre Pio. But then Don Gaglioni took a closer look at Padre Pio, and he realized that it was as if Padre Pio was like a child who had been left at home alone and was now seeing his mother returning. He was so excited about this. And he cried out loudly, Mia mamina, mia mamina. It is my mother. And Don Gaglioni was surprised to see Padre Pio like this, as he always thought of Padre Pio as a great father to us all. And yet here he was, like a little kid, like a little child, at the feet of Mamina Celeste. That is our Heavenly Mother. And now we have another story. Like any good son, Padre Pio wanted to embrace his mother from time to time. And Padre Pio sometimes, it appears, through bilocation, he even visited the famous shrine of Lourdes. And this is attested to or confirmed through numerous testimonies from different confreres in the convent, in the monastery. And Padre Pio once told a Father Rosario that as a young man, he had always wanted to go to Lourdes. But why? Well, it all happened because someone had been to Lourdes. And he came back and he described it to Padre Pio exactly as Padre Pio had experienced it in a dream that he had had. And then sometime later, Father Rosario reminded Padre Pio about this dream of Lourdes. It meant to be a dream. But Padrupio responded, "But no, I did not sleep. I was awake," he replied. Isn't that a little bit curious? He was awake, but somehow he saw everything in Lourdes exactly as it was, and he hadn't left his monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo. And then one evening in July 1968, and this is 3 months before Padre Pio was called up to heaven, when a Father Onorato Marcoldi was preparing for a pilgrimage to Lourdes, he went over and he asked Padre Pio for a blessing. And then he asked him directly, "Would you not like to come with us to visit Our Lady?" Padre Pio responded, "I'm already old and am going absolutely nowhere. I was already there, actually, many times." That's what Padre Pio replied. He had practically never left his monastery in 50 years, and he had been to Lourdes many times. Doesn't make sense. So now we can see that Father Onorato was very confused. And he replied, "What are you saying? You haven't left the cloister. This is like a riddle, too much for me to understand." And then Padre Pio answered, No, one cannot only go by train or vehicle to Lourdes, but also by other ways." So how had Padre Pio gone there? Well, probably he had never left the cloister, the monastery. And yet he had been to Lourdes, he had seen Lourdes many times. By bilocation? Who knows? And so let us offer our prayers today to Our Lady of Graces for all those who will see this video, for all their concerns and needs. And just a quick reminder of the campaigns we are running. We have the Protected Child of Padre Pio campaign that is going pretty well. And following lockdowns, it has been difficult for many people to get to Mass to receive the sacraments and confessions and that. So we've handed out over 120,000 beautiful leaflets in the Greater London District. And with this, people will be able to receive a book of Padre Pio on his prayers, special prayers of Padre Pio, and also a miraculous medal and a bookmark. So many thanks to all of our patrons who have joined the Following Padre Pio program. You are making this possible for us.